She a dedicated thot. I love her. I swear to God, all we gotta do is find me a, well, that's kind of a, what do you say, a conundrum, a loyal thot.
I try to keep smooth, but I'm falling back down. I'm falling back. I'm falling back down. So what I'm gonna do? Cause I can't stop now. I can't stop. I can't stop now. I try to keep it smooth.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's up, John?
How you living?
You said what?
I said, how you living?
Ah, man, you know, another day, another trade.
This is,
another day, another trade, man.
This is episode 2 of your mom's favorite podcast, Kilo and Sig World, now available on fucking iTunes. God damn, I feel official.
I'm a mom.
Hey, man, so I know we had discussed conversation topics, but I fucking forget all of them. So,
man, I'm sure I was just gonna ask you what the fuck was the topic.
Hell no, nah, we freestyling this motherfucker now. I feel like we like literally had a half hour conversation. Like, what the fuck should we talk about? And
we did.
And here we are without a fucking clue about anything. I remember one. We were sure finna talk about stuff, shit that girls do sexually that's like they think dudes like because dudes never.
Oh, be gay. These females need to know, man.
Hey,
they need to know.
Hey, low key, you want to know who's sitting here right now?
Who?
Austin Grimes.
You said what?
Austin Grimes is here right now. He's chilling.
Oh, shit. What's up, my boy?
What's up, brother?
Hell nah. I ain't talked to you in a minute. How you been, dog?
I'm doing good, bro. I miss you, man. I can't wait to get out.
Man, I miss you too, bro. I miss you too. How the shorties doing?
Good, man. I'm still trying to figure out their mind, but they're doing all right.
Hell yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
I told him, I was like, man, if we would have thought this through, you should have brought your mic over and we could have done a fucking three-way. Extra gay, bro. Extra fucking gay. But, yeah, I think me and him are finna do some pop. Me and him are finna talk about, like, politics and shit later. We finna record some shit. But anyway, back to the fucking topic.
Yeah.
Shit. This is a disclaimer.
So should we talk about the pros and the cons? Because I feel like I don't know. Because we definitely need to talk about the cons. Because some of these females
are freaking. So you mean shit that they do that's whack and shit they do where you're like, oh my God, fucking marry me.
Exactly.
All right. I want to start this off by saying, though, there's no misogyny intended here. It's all for the sake of entertainment. So I don't need the feminist fucking beating down my door or anything. Like, save that for somebody else. God damn it. Save it for Trump.
Yeah, no, save it for me.
Save it for
me. Hey,
mailbox. Yeah, beat down Banks' mailbox. What's your address? Go ahead.
Man, I'm in Stateville, MSU, P.O. Box 112, Joliet, Illinois, 60434.
and his inmate number is Y26180. That's
Y26180.
Someone fucking write his ass, you stupid fucking thoughts. I'll be like, Banks is so hot. Y'all gonna tell me.
I'm kind of lit, shorty, because I think I got a official jail boot now, man.
Oh, is it the ass tattoo girl?
Yeah, shout out my jail boot.
We ain't saying no names though. We just gonna let people wonder.
Yeah.
The only thing we're gonna say, we ain't saying shit. That'll give it away. So anyway, I'm gonna let you start off. Are we doing cons first or pros? Man, yo, this is devolved.
Yeah, let's do cons.
All right, you do one and then I'll do one.
Alright, so like a definite thing is, bitch, don't be quiet. Don't you like that shit? Just like, I don't know, bro. That shit kills me. I only had like one of those, but that shit just ain't cool. That shit just ain't cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and it's weird. It's weird because, like, I don't want you to, like, fake an orgasm, because if you do that, and I know you're doing that, I'm gonna hate myself. But, like, with the same token, like, man, I dated this girl once, and I don't know if she was just, like, dead down there, or if maybe my shit's just whack and no one's ever told me. I don't fucking know. But bro, she would just lay there, and I'm just like, you know what? I feel fucking rapey as shit. I don't even want to do this anymore. Like, we don't even need to have no more sex, bro. Like, that's what they got. I'll just watch porn, and you can talk about shit I don't care about, and this sham of a relationship can continue on like that.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest ones for me too. You can't be a dead fish, ladies out there. You can't be a dead fish.
No,
that shit is no fun. Right, like
rule
said,
number
that
one.
Crazy, and then y'all gonna be hashtagging me too and shit. It's just all bad. We can't be doing none of that.
All right, so rule number one: no dead fish. Got it. All right,
no dead fish.
Here's mine, and I don't know if this is common, but I remember I dated this girl years ago, and the first time she gave me head, there was a lot of teeth. Like she wasn't biting my dick, bro, but she was raking, and I was like nervous. I didn't want to say anything to her because she seemed really fucking confident in what she was doing. Like she was riding a wave. She thought she gave the best head ever, and I was not trying to, like, you know, kill her spirit, bro, but like. Eventually, my dick was paying the price, so I had to say something, bro. And she's
you
like, she's like, what? She's like, really? She was like, I was told guys like that. And I was like, who the fuck told you
what?
That? I was like, who the fuck lied to you, girl? No teeth.
Hey, look.
Look,
major key alert. That shit feels like you grinding our dick off.
Yes.
Don't
and
do that shit.
Look,
that shit hurt.
I've never had sex with a girl without teeth, although I do know a couple, but like, shit, a gummy sounds fucking incredible, because I do not want to feel no fucking teeth. Like, know how to, you know, like, I don't know if you gotta, if you gotta practice on a fucking pickle or whatever, a banana, whatever the fuck you're trying to do, but like, there shouldn't be no teeth marks, nothing close to it, no teeth, no, don't do it.
Yeah, no teeth.
Under no fucking circumstances.
Don't do that shit to us, man. That shit hurt. That shit hurt.
All right, bro. You got another con?
It's all bad.
You got another con?
Oh, yeah. Ladies, y'all got to keep up on your hygiene. It's so cool when that shit be smelling. I'm definitely not going to eat your pussy. You ain't going to get this super head if that shit smell like fish. I'm just saying. You got to keep up on your hygiene, shorty.
That's man, valid.
That's a big one, bro. Cause you're going to miss out on the best top of your life if you don't. Your shit smell whack. I might not even get slang the dick to you. You feel? All
right. Now, here's my, so rule number three, hygiene. So we have
hygiene.
We have
all the way.
What was rule number one?
No dead fish.
No dead fish. No teeth. Hygiene. All right. This is a solid
hygiene
list of rules so far. All right. My next one. And here's the thing. I have a suspicion that this feels good for the girl. So I don't really want to discourage it, because look, if you're going to be on top and you're going to get yourself off while you're on top and I ain't doing shit but fucking, you know, grabbing your booty, like, praise fucking Jesus, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm not discouraging that. So in the event that this is something that, like, helps girls get off, like, disregard this. But if they think this feels good for the guy, it doesn't. So when a girl's on you and she don't know how to, like, ride the dick, she don't know how to bounce, and she does that thing where she just, like, like, I'm trying to demonstrate it, you can't see what I'm doing, but she just, like, kind of, like, is just, you're just in her and she's rocking back and forth and it feels like she's gonna twist your fucking dick off. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh my baby, short that shit ain't cool.
No, man.
Yeah, they just, like,
it's painful.
It's like they-
And
I don't know, like, they, I don't know, bro, but I know
so,
exactly what you're talking about.
Like, if it feels good for them, whatever, but I swear sometimes they be looking at you like, oh, I'm rocking your world, right? And I'm like, I'm thinking, like, no, you're fucking
yeah,
killing me.
Or, like, have you ever had it where fucking they go way too high up and then they smash down on your dick and it just feels like they broke your shit?
Look.
Ooh.
I I do not have a giant dick. Like, full disclosure. If you gonna bounce, don't bounce too fucking high, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And if you're gonna,
when that shit come crashing down, that shit hurt.
If you're gonna bounce too high, you better know exactly where the fuck you coming down.
Yeah, you better have precision on that pussy.
I guess
there better be a heat seeking pussy, cause that shit hurts. B-gang, shorty, that shit hurts.
On B-gang. Alright, so I think we should do some pros now, because I feel like this has just been a bunch of negative shit, and we just need to compliment these fine women out here. So you go first.
I got one more comment. Look, ladies. If you're going to get hit from the back, you gotta know how to arch your back. You got to have your arms in the right position.
Praise Jesus.
You gotta do it right. You can't be standing there stiff as a board. Just you throw that bitch back. Throw that bitch back too. You can't just be, I don't know, you gotta work with us, and you can't be
right.
I don't know. That should be killing me.
If you just
want to
know
how to arch her back and
that's what I'm saying.
Facing the fucking bed. Oh my God.
if you don't want to throw it back, that's fine, but like, make sure the arch is right. Like, if you want me to fucking, like, I smoke too many cigarettes, bro. If you want me to expend, like, a good 10 or 15 minutes of hard-fought cardio on some fucking, on some hitting from behind, that arch better be right, because I'm not trying to have back problems in addition to fucking not being able to breathe. Like, calm the fuck on.
I swear to God.
Literally. God damn.
I swear to God.
All right.
Yeah, but
come with a pro, bro.
Okay, come with a pro?
Yeah.
The wetter, the better. That's with everything. When you fucking dick, make that shit extra sloppy, girl.
Yes, sloppy as fuck. Yes, bro, like,
that should just be fucking, look me in the eyes, too. That
yes,
I, oh my God.
Yes, look at me like, dude, the best head I've ever gotten is when, like, there's a female. When there's a female looking at me, like, there's literally nothing else in the world she'd rather be doing than fucking giving me head right the fuck now.
Yeah, you gotta do it right. You gotta make an extra sloppy, look me in the eyes, and just get down. Right. I love you forever.
Spit on that motherfucker, like, go crazy.
Yeah, go crazy. That's sloppy toppy. That's a term for a reason. You feel me?
Man. Damn, I should have thought about this harder. I'm trying to think of pros. I've been thinking of cons for so long.
You caught up in the fashion now.
I mean, I don't mind. I like a little bit of dirty talk during, man. Like, if it's, as long as it's not one of the things where you're saying the same thing over and over and over. This is sort of a con. Sorry, but if we're not, like, together, please do not say I love you during sex. Please do not fucking do that.
Oh,
if it's a
no,
casual hiccup,
yeah,
hookup.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely a con. don't say none of that shit.
But like, if you say something to me like, that dick feels so good, I don't even give a fuck if you lying. I swear to God. Like, that make a motherfucker.
Yeah, that shit is amazing. I love that shit.
Oh, Austin has a good pro. Hey, we got some help in here. He said, when a girl actually likes to switch positions. And, like, look, I'm going to let y'all females in on something. Okay.
Yeah.
All bets are off when you're getting the henny dick. When you're getting the henny dick, it's whatever you like. But, look, if I'm having sex with you 100% sober and your shit's A1, girl, we're going to need to switch positions so I don't get that nut off too early. You know what I mean?
Baby.
And I'm also, look, I'm not trying to, like, man, I hate when you, like, are doing your thing, and then you try to, like, get the girl to get on top, and she's just like, ugh. Like, come on, man.
Bro, I swear to God, I be doing acrobatics, even when I'm not swinging to any dick. It's like, every 5 minutes, I'm switching position.
I swear, bro. And, like, I mean, as for a girl being on top, like, I hate when, like, we all grown, bro. Like, when a girl says she doesn't ride dick, like, what are you doing? Like, so you expect me, who smokes fucking cigarettes, to just fuck you for an hour doing all the work? Like, a motherfucker needs a break.
God.
Like, come on, man.
Going back to one of your cons, bro. If you don't know how to do reverse cowgirl right, you need some practice or something, because That's a beautiful sight to see for us. And I bet she was good for y'all too, but like if y'all don't know how to do that right, that shit hurts. So they need to catch up on the reverse cowgirl.
Yes.
I love that shit.
Yes.
All right. So since we've been having a really explicit sexual conversation for the past 15 minutes, what else should we talk about? We should talk about something a little more family friendly. I don't know.
Nah, we definitely ain't no family-friendly.
Nah, you're right. Actually, it's really funny.
Ain't no family-friendly
thing. When I was going to post this podcast, I was about to, like, post it to submit it to iTunes, and then under it said, like, explicit, and it said no, and I'm like, I'm going to need to change that. So we got the little E by our podcast, because this shit explicit than a motherfucker.
What, so they say we can't have explicit podcasts?
No. Like, when I was about to upload it, it had the info, and it was like, explicit, yes or no, and it said no, and I'm like, I'm gonna need to change that, because this shit explicit as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, explicit as fuck.
Yeah.
That's how we call it short. But yeah, okay, so females, keep that shit in mind, please. We could go on for hours about that shit, but we're gonna move on to a different subject now.
Alright, what do you want to talk about?
Just to get something off my chest today, man. I'm out of y'all working out, right? Man, they called me in. They done tore apart the spot. The lieutenant came through and shit. Motherfucker tore up my spot for no reason. Took my correspondence box. I had to wait like 5 hours to get that shit back. They tried going on me, man. That shit. These people crazy here, man. These people crazy.
Man.
Fucking prison shit. And I guess they got fucking camera crews coming in tomorrow, so. You know, I'm finna be in that bitch acting wild.
Camera crews? For what? Like a documentary?
Yeah, they said that shit's gonna be on TV somewhere. I don't know. So, catch your boy on the big screen.
Hey, we lit. Hey, this is how your shit finna pop off. Hey, soundcloud.com/Christian-Banks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
YGKilo, baby.
Just search YGKilo on SoundCloud. It's Henny Gang. You know?
Yeah. Hold that gang shit. For real, bro. Okay, but anyways, what else? There was two other topics, but I remember one was music. What was the other one, though?
Oh, yeah, music. Let's talk about new music. So it's kind of funny, right? Like, I work a lot, and I'm an old-ass man, and I listen to podcasts because I'm an old-ass
dirty,
man.
Dirty.
I mean, we're making a podcast, though, so, like, you can't really hate. But it's funny that this dude has been locked up for 20 months. He's in fucking prison, and he keeps up with new music more than I do. Like, shit's crazy.
Man, this shit my life. I gotta keep up with it, man.
All right,
I gotta keep up with it.
A new artist that you like fucking with.
Bro, Lil Baby. He might not be new to y'all, but like,
I knew you were gonna say
that. I was in the world. Lil Baby going crazy. TK Kravitz.
What's your favorite?
Going crazy.
What's your favorite Lil Baby song right now that you've heard?
Damn, bro, that's hard. It's probably got to be either Time After Time or motherfucking that song that he got with Dirt.
Oh, the how do I or
how I know?
How I know? I think.
That shit go crazy. That shit go crazy. I fuck with him.
Yeah.
Oh no, he got what's it called with Moneybagg too. Fuck with me, go crazy. That shit. They're not his full songs, but his verses just be going crazy, bro. I fuck with Lil Baby heavy. NBA too.
NBA.
Busting.
I slept on NBA for way too long, bro. It's like melodic drill music. That's literally what it is.
Yeah, Shorty doing his thing.
Yeah,
that shit cold.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I don't know. That I never even heard of that XXX dude that just got killed. He looked like a goofy anyway, though.
I mean, I liked some of his music. He was different for sure.
That's another thing. Like, new artists that be coming out that got like a different type of sound.
Right.
Like, that's why I say TK Kravitz, because he got that, I don't know, the way and just like P&B Rock too, P&B Cold. He was out when I was out there, but like I just started hearing more of his shit besides Selfish. You feel me?
Right.
Like, he got a lot of cold songs.
I mean, mine right now, and it's funny because, like, when this dude shit first came out, I kind of slept on him because I, like, heard, it's Lil Skies. I think I heard that Red Roses song, like, just kind of casually for, like, 30 seconds, and I'm like, okay, this sounds like shit I heard before, but, like, I actually, like, recently started, like, listening to his shit a little bit more, and, like, I don't know, man, and watching his videos, too, like, he's so, Lil Skies so lit in his videos, bro, like,
that's how I'm trying to,
he, like, all the way lit, and his videos, like, he had this one video, man, I wish I could remember one song, but it's a one-shot video, bro, and he's, like, it looks like he's in, like, a downtown area of, like, a small town, and there's, like, people along the way, like, someone will, like, fake do his makeup, and then he, like, buys something from a vendor, and then he, like, poses for a picture with kids, but it's, like, a one-shot video of him going down the street. It's, like, so lit. But my favorite song by him right now is still probably Nowadays, because that shit's just vibey as fuck, and, like,
yeah, that's the one you showed me yesterday,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was cold. I fuck with dude.
I love
her, like, two of his shit, so.
Yeah, I love that vibey shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who else is new that I don't know.
Alright, there was one more topic. Let's try to get to it. We got, like, probably...
What was the last topic?
We got, like, 6 or 7 minutes left before
that
shit.
Oh, one more on the music tip. Julia Michaels go crazy, bro. I fuck with her heavy. She not even... I know that's not rap, but she go crazy.
Jillian Michaels?
Cold-ass voice.
Jillian Michaels?
Cold-ass voice.
I thought she did workout videos. Jillian Michaels.
But issues, girl.
Wait, I have to know. I gotta hit the Google machine real quick.
I got an issue.
Wait a
second. You got too. You heard that song, Joe.
Hold up. I'm a... Oh, there's a fucking train. You hear that shit? Alright.
Man. She called.
Alright.
You gotta know one.
Bro, I knew it! There's a fucking... You said Jillian Michaels, right?
I said Julian Michaels.
I thought you said Jillian Michaels, and I'm like, that's the workout bitch. And I literally just Googled it, and it's like, it's like 30 Day Shred. And I'm like, I fucking knew it. Grimes just brought it up on his shit.
Yeah, oh, okay. He's talking about some Jillian Michaels.
Damn, I don't know, man.
Okay, what was the last topic, bro?
I don't fucking remember.
Damn, bro.
I've had a long week, bro, like...
Man. I don't know.
Alright, fuck it, I got this. Hey, Grimes, topic. Just anything. Just pick something.
I was gonna talk about how I don't think X is really dead.
Oh, check this out! Fuck, man. hey... Come sit here and, like, here, I'm gonna have Grimes explain to you his fucking, his theory about, XXX not really being dead real quick. Alright, you're gonna listen to this.
Alright, cool.
Alright, so basically, he did an interview, like, 2 months ago where he said that, like, he wanted to fake his death. And then when they posted the videos out, because everybody that was around for the scene... They posted up all these videos of his dead body and stuff in his car. And he didn't have the same tattoos. Like, he didn't have the clock tattoo they just got. He didn't have the tree tattoo in the middle of his forehead. It looked like him, but he didn't have all the same tattoos. And now what's crazy is they said he got shot, but on the scene there was no blood anywhere. He wasn't, like, there was nothing was wrong. He died in his car. None of the glass was broken. There was no bullet shots. Or shots in his car door, like nothing. No bullet wound, like no bullet shots anywhere. So basically,
There's something to that, bro. There's something to that.
Yeah, so it's tripping me out. Like, I don't even think he's really dead.
Yeah, because I heard some of the CEOs in here talking about, like, he would be like suicidal and shit, talking about, like, if y'all took my life, y'all be doing me a favor. Like, all these crazy ass tweets and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, he was saying that, like, he even got death tattooed. He got the word, like, I'm dead or something like that tattooed on him. So,
yeah,
it's weird. I was telling Andrew about it, like, when we were driving, and I was, like, trying to, like, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist at all. Like, I don't believe in, like, any conspiracy theories at all, but just piecing everything together for me, like, nothing makes sense about it.
Yeah, true. Well, yeah, what you just explained to me, that shit, that, yeah, there's something to that. There's, yeah, there's definitely something to that.
The Illuminati's back.
Hell, nah. Yeah. For real, for real. Yeah, that's a crazy thing, though. He probably just trying to get some more hype for himself.
Yeah. Well, his new album's coming out.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Hey, he's got, like, a really good message for, like, out of all the new rappers. He actually talks about stuff, you know?
No, I was going to say, so we were talking about this. Like, if his record sales are going to go up since he died, it's going to be the little peep effect. Like, there's literally, like, four times the amount of Lil Peep fans since he died. Like, that's a fact, right? And
yeah, I heard about that too.
Yeah, and so we were talking about this, like, he's got an album coming out, so his record sales are finna skyrocket. That's just a fact. Like, that's gonna happen. And so me and Grimes were talking about, okay, so if he did fake his own death, like, obviously, when he says that he's really alive, everyone's gonna fucking hate him and not fuck with him. So, like, how long? So I was like, okay, so if you did fake your own death for, like, record sales, how long do you pretend to be dead? And Grimes is like, I guess until you have fucking enough money that you don't care anymore. So, real shit, I guess.
He don't even have to tell anybody. He could just, like, move to Australia or some shit, live in a hut, and have millions of dollars. He ain't gotta tell anybody. He's alive.
Hey, Banks, look, I'm gonna need you to, like, go dark in prison. Like, don't call nobody for, like, I don't know, like, a month. And I'm just gonna tell everybody you died, bro. And your shit finna go up. I swear to God, Shoddy.
Hell no.
Man, this how we. No. I just figured it out. This how we. This how we finna get on, bro. You just gotta pretend to be dead. That's all you gotta do. It's not a big deal.
True. I ain't going nowhere.
I mean,
I'll be here. Chilling. I mean,
people have done more for fame. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So hey, some other shit real quick. This came up on a post. You remember you remember Chaos YK, right? Of course you do.
Oh my god, bro. That goof ass nigga, man.
So, like, I heard a lot. I need you to confirm or deny this for me, but I heard from multiple sources that he used to pay girls in this area cash for them to suck his dick on camera. Is that true?
I can concur. I set up some of them that I set up some of those meetings for him.
Oh, so it's true, because I swear to God, I was, like, on the post, so are we just all gonna not talk about the fact that, like, half of the girls in this town fucking suck that dude's dick on camera for cash?
I was setting him up with that shit, but, you know, his ass was a lame. I told him I was gonna shoot his ass up. We got into it and all this shit. He was a goofy though, bro. He was the worst out of this shit.
Bro, whatever y'all did, that motherfucker scared, because he disappeared, bro. He disappeared like a motherfucker.
Yeah, look, my baby mom just said that fucking he was faking to be Chief Keith. He was saying he was Chief Keith again and trying to hit her up and saying, ask her to come fuck one of his homeboys.
Oh my god. Hell nah.
Yeah,
I mean,
but, like, he had forgot that him and Katie got it, or my baby mama got into it. So, like, and then when he realized who it was, he, like, blocked her on everything and shit.
That's funny as hell. Hey, it finna cut us off, bro.
All right, y'all.
All right, hey, call
me. Hey, Austin, I love you, bro. It was good talking to you, man.
I love you too, buddy. I can't wait to see you, man.
All right, take care of yourself, bro.
Alright, love you, bro. Hit me up tomorrow.
Alright, love you too, dog.
Alright, bro.
The caller has hung up.
Look, Gavin, now you're thinking of these words to say to you. I've been thinking hard, I've been smoking strong. I've been on my own. And it starts to feel like it's been for way too long. I don't wanna do this shit no more. So stop that funning, baby, come and love me now. I need this like you need it to take you past the clouds. Darling, I could make you fall in love, yeah, take you down. I could take you down. Go down on you, baby, make you scream and shout. Yeah, I'm about you now. Yeah, I'm all about you. That's right now. thinking you need something better in your life. I'm everything that you need, wanna feel you next to me. It's like ecstasy, rolling off these pills, I'm wavy like the sea. Yeah, I'm wavy all up in the scene. I can take you past the stars if you ask for it. I can take you anywhere, grab that passport. Grab a couple pints, see how what it lean for. Stacking up all this before you, the farthest thing from poor. Fall in love with me, you'll never be the same. All the ones before me, shorty, yeah, they lame. I've just been on my shit, now I'm in your lane. Once it pop up, baby, I'm gon' share this fame.